Now place both feet flat on the floor. Choose either hand, hang it loosely by your side. Close your eyes. Now I'm going to teach you to concentrate. Listen very, very carefully and follow the instructions. Bring your attention to your hand hanging by your side. I want you to feel the blood flowing down into it. It will tingle. Now just do that. Feel the blood flowing down into your fingertips. This is called being conscious of your hand. I want you to be very, very conscious of your hand. Mentally, shift your attention from one finger to another. Don't move your hand purposely. First finger, shift your attention to the second finger and the third and fourth and so on, and come back to the first one again. Just be very, very aware of each finger in turn until you feel the blood flowing down into it. Now, the object of this exercise is to cause your arm to become very, very light by bringing your attention to it in this fashion. Now, while you're being very, very aware of your hand, at the same time you find you can do it, make a mental picture of the back of your hand touching the middle of your forehead. And if your mind wanders off, bring your attention back to your hand, feel the awareness of your hand, feel the hand tingling as though the blood was flowing down into it, and then again, form a mental picture of your hand drawn towards the middle of your forehead. Keep doing it. And don't stop. Be very, very aware of this hand. Be very conscious of it. Feel the presence of it. Feel the blood flowing down into it. And then out of this feeling, you find you can make a mental picture of your hand moving towards your head and your head moving towards your hand. If your thoughts wander off, bring your attention back to your hand, and then again, feel the awareness, feel the presence of it, and then make a mental picture of your hand, the back of your hand drawing up towards the middle of your forehead, as though you were looking out through the middle of your forehead, as though you were looking out into space. And in this area, make a vague image of your hand drawing up towards you, the back of your hand touches the middle of your forehead, as though you're looking out into space with your mind's eye. Be very, very conscious of this area. And then feel the awareness of your hand and make a mental picture of your hand moving towards your head and your head towards your hand. If your thoughts wander off, feel the awareness of your hand again, and then make a mental picture of your hand drawing upwards towards your head and your head towards your hand. Keep doing it, and keep doing it, and don't stop. Judge the distance between the hand and the middle of your forehead. See if you can estimate the distance. Don't hurry. There's no hurry at all. Be patient. Got plenty of time. Just be conscious of the hand. Feel the awareness of it, and make a mental picture of it coming towards you, as though you're looking through the middle of your forehead, drawing closer and closer and closer. Keep doing it. If your thoughts wander off, bring your mind back to the awareness of your hand. Feel the blood flowing down into it. Feel the presence of it. And then make a mental picture of your hand drawing towards the middle of your forehead as though you're looking out into space and you can see it coming towards you. Judge the distance. Don't hurry. The object of the exercise is to make your arm get kind of light and buoyant, as though it wants to move up by itself. I know you can put your hand down anytime you want to. Just let your hand go up by itself. If your mind wanders off, bring your attention back to your hand. Feel the awareness again. Feel the tingling sensation as though the blood was flowing down into your fingers. And then make a mental image of your hand coming towards the middle of your forehead as though you're looking out into space. You find you can disintegrate unwanted, unnecessary thoughts in this fashion by becoming very aware of the present. Just be aware of your hand, feel the awareness of it, and just feel it coming up towards you so that the back of your hand touches the middle of your forehead judge the distance. In your imagination, in your estimate, see if you can judge the distance between the back of your hand and the middle of your forehead. Draw it closer and closer and closer. And you will feel, in a few moments, that the back of your hand is closer towards your forehead than it really is. And you think to yourself, well, if I move it just a little closer, the back of my hand will touch the middle of the forehead. But it doesn't. It feels as though your hand is passing through your head rather than to your head. And when you move it a little closer, it just doesn't seem to get there. It feels like it's closer than it really is. And this is just a little illusion you create by your own concentration. Now keep being aware of this hand. Be very, very conscious of it. Feel as though the blood was flowing into it. It will tingle. It may feel a little numb or detached. But just keep being aware of your hand and make a mental image of it coming towards you closer and closer until the back of your hand touches the middle of your forehead. Keep doing it. That's right. Now keep doing it. Don't stop now. Keep doing it. Draw it closer. And when the back of your hand touches the middle of your forehead, leave it there. When you've done it with one, do it also with the other. Now, while I'm talking to you in just a few moments, keep concentrating on the place in the middle of your forehead where the back of your hand is to touch the middle of your forehead. Keep doing it. When your hand touches the middle of your forehead, leave it there, and leave it there as long as you can. And concentrate right on that spot. And be very, very aware of my voice. And give all your attention to me while being aware of the back of your hand touching the middle of your forehead. And if it isn't touching your forehead yet, just keep being aware of it. Very, very conscious of it. Keep feeling that tingling sensation, that feeling as though the blood was flowing into it. And keep on drawing it up towards the middle of your forehead while I'm talking to you. Each time you do this exercise, you are creating the increased ability to control your thoughts from within yourself. But not because I say so, but because the exercise makes it so. Each time you do this exercise, you will create a greater awareness of the present, and the unpleasant events of the past become less and less important. But not because I say so, but because this exercise makes it so. You can't change your past anyway, so there's no point in thinking about it or being annoyed about it, no matter what it was. It no longer feels important. There's nothing you can do in your thinking to change it, so forget it. What you don't think about cannot bother you. The future is similar. Don't worry about it. Your exercise will cause you to keep your mind in the present, but not because I say so, but because the exercise makes it so. The exercise will clear your mind and cause you to keep in your thinking the simple things I will teach you in the place in your mind where you used to be annoyed and are no longer. Nothing from now onwards must upset, irritate, aggravate, agitate, or hurt your feelings, not in the slightest degree. Especially those little dishonest, unkind, unfair things that people say and do to you and others from day to day. You must not be annoyed inwardly, nor outwardly. I did not say you must suppress your anger. I want you to remember to overlook and make allowances, right at that moment. But not because you have to, but because you want to. You will realize it's your own anger and irritation which hurt you more than other people. Therefore, I want you from now onward to look for the opportunity to overlook and forgive right on the spot. Not 2 seconds later, but immediately it happens, so that you'll respond more and more to what you know and shall come to know is right, and less to conditions and people. Make allowances for everyone from now onwards, no matter who it is, especially the close relations who are around you. Because you cannot control your faults, the ones you can see and the ones you cannot see, you do not have the right to be annoyed at the faults of others, especially your family. The ones to make allowances for first are the ones close to you. And if you can't do it to them, how do you expect to do it to strangers? On the other hand, if you make allowances for them, it will be easier to do it to people who mean less to you. Don't expect anything from anyone. It's what you expect and don't receive which makes you annoyed. It doesn't matter what others have or do. When you do something for someone, do it because you want to, not because you have to. You must no longer have any imaginary conversations with people as to what you're going to say to so-and-so next time you see them. Never mind what you should have done or could have said. What has been cannot be changed, no matter how much you wish it. But you can change from now on. If you have felt disturbed about some worry or mistake in the past, remember, that person, if he's good, would forgive you without your asking. And if they're not good, just start making allowances from now onwards anyway. For it is written, forgive us as we forgive. It implies each time we overlook, we undo a little of what we've done in the form of mistakes ourselves. The coward is a coward from the time he should have been brave until the next time. If he again fails to be brave, he's a greater coward with more remorse than before. But if he chooses to be courageous, he would no longer be a coward. If the world would suddenly become perfect, the coward would never have the chance to redeem himself. So with you. You have allowed yourself to become annoyed and irritated over many trivial things in your life, and when you could have overlooked and made allowances, you didn't. Therefore, be glad when people are rude or unkind, for here is your opportunity to overlook. If there was no danger, you could not possess courage. If there was no hate, how could you develop love? These individuals are giving you the opportunity to accomplish what you failed to do before. The situation which once made you upset and unhappy will become the very thing to give you happiness and well-being from now onwards. Then, whosoever shall try to anger you or upset you is giving you the opportunity to rise above your problem. They don't know this, but they're doing you a great service. And the harder people try to upset you, the calmer you will become. Therefore, remember to overlook right on the spot and be plain-spoken with firmness, kindness, and patience from now onwards. Who tries to annoy you intentionally or otherwise is trying to hurt you with your own anger. Keep them out of your thoughts. Overlook and be plain-spoken. Keep this idea running through your thoughts often. Have the awareness of it at all times in your mind. Keep this as a spiritual and moral goal. Let it be more important than any material goal in this world, for it's the means by which everything else can be accomplished. Let the whole procedure give you a satisfaction and a joy of doing, which will far exceed the pleasure from material things. It shall be a pleasure to think about, to understand it, and do it again and again. It will change everything that passes through your mind, so that you make decisions according to it. Everything you feel, do or say, so it conforms to it. And that is, to overlook on the spot, and be outspoken with firmness, kindness, and patience. Do it because you want to, not because you have to. Do it because you want understanding. Do it to think good rather than to feel good. Do it for the pure love of doing and being a better person, whether it makes you well or not. And if you want to have an objective to think about, think, if I could just learn to make allowances for people, I'd be better off. For this is the truth. No other goal will give you satisfaction, so there's no point in thinking about it. Everything I say merely points to simple instructions to overlook on the spot and be plain-spoken with firmness, kindness, and patience. Part of my conversation is to help you understand. The other directing you to think, feel, and do, so that you know how and when to overlook. This is very important. You must remember it often. Do your exercise on your own, and you will find it will keep the thought alive again and again. If you have something to say, say it. If you have something to do, do it. What isn't worth saying or doing isn't worth thinking about. Then forget it. As long as you don't have the intention of hurting anyone with your words, you have the right to speak up. You can't please everyone anyway, so quit trying. The first thing is to overlook. As long as you're not annoyed, you'll always be able to disagree without being disagreeable. If people are upset because of your honesty, well, they're not your friends anyway, and you might just well know it now. Your real friends will respect you and love you for your honesty and truthfulness. Don't plan your conversation like, if he says this to me, I will say that to him. Keep the idea pure in your mind. Whatever it is, overlook it. Be plain-spoken, with firmness and kindness and patience. Make sure you overlook the things which should be overlooked, and are plain-spoken about those things which should be said. I'm leaving this to your judgment. Make sure you don't change your words to soften the outcome, keeping things to yourself, which should be said or done, so it festers into resentment. Whatever personal problem you have, stop looking for its reason. All you do is confuse yourself more. Keep it out of your thoughts. by thinking about what I'm teaching you. Don't analyze what I say. Think about it. Don't doubt. Push such thoughts out of your mind. Just keep remembering the basic idea, which is to overlook on the spot and be plain spoken. It doesn't matter whether people love you, you love them. It doesn't matter if people understand you, you understand them. And if they don't forgive you, you forgive them. Don't say, stupid idiot, when you see someone who's acting foolishly. Say mentally, here, let me help you. Don't criticize others. Make allowances, right on the spot. Don't take personal offense at anything. Let criticism roll off you like water off a duck's back. Now to sum up, it must be done because you want to, not because you have to. Remember to overlook on the spot and be outspoken with firmness, kindness, and patience from now on, keeping this in your thoughts in the present. Don't worry about the past nor the future. Do your exercise by yourself, and the exercise will add energy, which will keep the thought alive, which is to overlook and be plain spoken. Each time you make allowances, there will be a feeling of achievement, and you will see things in a different light. And what you shall come to understand will increase the meaning of the basic suggestion, which is to overlook on the spot. Then, each time you do your exercise, you'll automatically carry down your new understanding so that you do it better next time, which in turn will bring more understanding. Thus, the more you understand, the more you will feel like doing what you understand, and the less you will respond to outer conditions, temptations, what people say or do. Nothing must be added to this idea while you do this exercise, nor anything taken away from it. Merely remind yourself to overlook on the spot and be outspoken with firmness, kindness, and patience. I didn't say you couldn't think of anything else, but as you go through your daily chores and come in contact with people, no matter what you do, no matter what you feel and think, do everything in accordance with the instruction to overlook on the spot and be outspoken with firmness, kindness, and patience from now onwards. You shall remember to make allowances for people with all your thinking, with all your feeling, with all your understanding, because you want to, not because you have to. Remember, don't analyze, think about it. Don't worry, will it work, will it last? Don't doubt. Bring your mind back again and again to the objective. Don't discuss this with anyone yet. Just think it, feel it secretly, and do it. Now begin slowly to open your eyes. They may feel a little tired and heavy, and give yourself a good long stretch. While you're doing this and opening your eyes, remember, I want you to do your exercise at least 3 times a day as you've been instructed. The exercise is very, very important, along with the basic idea. Wait for 2 days of practice with the exercise before listening to Lesson 3 included on the second half of the introduction.